At RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Here is Newsline. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto has reaffirmed his personal commitment to leading anti-corruption efforts across all government institutions, announcing the identification and protection of 300 trillion rupiah in vulnerable state funds since the beginning of 2025. The president made this declaration during his address at annual session of the People's Consultative Assembly in Jakarta on Friday. The president emphasized these fiscal protection measures would continue despite political challenges. Indonesia's Deputy Minister of Industry Faisal Riza has called on Indonesia Morowali Industrial Park to involve small and medium enterprises in the nickel-based production supply chain in central Sulawesi. Faisal Riza yesterday said Morowali has received a special allocation fund to build a metal small and medium enterprises center with the company as a strategic center. Communication Director of Morowali Industrial Park, Emilia Basar, said they have worked with local suppliers and trained home industries in metal crafts to boost the regional economy. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
When the sun goes down across the city, searching for something inside of me, I will find all the lost pieces. Heart will feel deep in real. I was blind but now I see. Hey, yeah, yeah, you're the one. Hey, yeah, yeah, you're the one.
yes, you're the one. You're the one, you're my inspiration. You're the one, yes, you're the one.
Better is a beta now. We'll make it better, petabyte now. Smart mind, bright line, right rhyme. Don't you ask what, when, why. Just follow my lead. Get your bins. Vroom, vroom, let's give it a try tonight. Now where my breath's at?
Close your eyes.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partoha. Enjoy!
Hand in hand, forever side by side. A love so special can be denied. Two souls entwined. I'll pass my pride for a little while, but I found you with a smile. I love who I am when I'm with you. May all the me inside of you. All I want is you. There is no capture needed. Reason my body I hit it.
Of 2025, a research team of the Indonesian National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, discovered a new species of blind cave fish called Barbodes clapanunggalensis. This new species was discovered near industrial and residential areas, meaning an undiscovered species might be living around us. So what we can do about it? Here is the opinion from Director of Secretariat of Scientific Authority for Biodiversity at the National Research and Innovation Agency, Amir Hamidi.
The main role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name. And then this is very unique. For example, if you think about the Barbodes new species from Kelapa Nunggal, the species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fragile for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered, there are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species. How they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all those information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1912. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015, that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So they have some material that really can be developed for material for antibacterial or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered, or more than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed, because there's a part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message need to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
Listen to the whole context and conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, still talking about the state address of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto at the Parliament Complex in Jakarta on Friday morning. Indonesia's ultimate purpose of independence is to free the people from poverty, in his inaugural state address. And in front of members of parliament and state guests, the president expressed his optimism that Indonesia's diverse natural resources will help the country achieve self-sufficiency. The People's Consultative Assembly annual session and the joint session of the House of Representatives and Regional Representatives Council took place at the Parliament Complex on Friday. During the joint session, taking place on the eve of the 80th anniversary of Indonesian independence, the President will present his inaugural state address and report on his government's performance to the nation. The president already presented the address. The one that hasn't been presented is about the 2026 state budget later in the afternoon. So stay tuned for more updates only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
sini ku berdiri, ikrarkan janji olehmu negeriku, suci dan abadi. Negeriku
Indonesia tanah airku, tanah tumpah darahku.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Saw me like you do. All the things that I could add up to, I never knew just what a smile was worth. But your eyes say everything without a single word.
You make me believe that there's nothing in this world I can be. I never know what you see, but there's something in the way you look at me. If I freeze a moment in my mind, it'd be the second that you touch your lips to mine. Make time stand still, 'cause baby this is just the way I always wanna feel. 'Cause there's something in the way you look at me. Is there deep in my heart knows you're the missing piece. You make me never know what you see, but there's something in the way you look at me. I'm alone, how will I feel differently? Your eyes, all I know is it happens every time, every time.
Keyword of the day. No ref is more influential than a good role model, a quote by Chut Nyandin. Chut Nyandin is an Indonesian national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy. Even when she was sick, Chut Nyandin always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. That's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Bertemu dan kamu tinggalkan topi hitam. kau sisakan helai rambut ikamu. Lama-lama kita terbiasa saling cinta namun rahasia. Bila jalanku bukan dirimu, kan kau cari-cari beribu jalan lain. Ku jadikan kamu satu-satunya dalam ruang di hatiku.
Saksi cintaku padanya. Oh, tak main-main hatiku. Apapun rintangannya ku ingin bersama dia. Ku mau dia, tak mau yang lain. Hanya dia yang selalu ada, kala susah dan senangku. Ku mau dia, walau banyak perbedaan. Ku ingin dia bahagia hanyalah denganku. Bukan ku memaksa Tuhan, tapi ku cinta dia.
Usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destinations of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo becomes a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to this small town, namely a unique traditional instrument so-called bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Bundengan is the origin of traditional musical instrument from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument.
Jadi bundengan adalah sebuah alat seni musik tradisional Jawa.
Bundengan is Javanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called koangan and called betet in East Wonosobo. The Javanese traditional instrument has developed especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos which are coated with selumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past it became media of entertainment. According to its function, koangan is also used as tools for shelters and for farmers and herdsmen. shape of bundengan which looks like shell possess some question. One of them is why people call the instrument bundengan.
Disebut bundengan awalnya karena setelah dari
it is called bundengan because from Kowangan name it contains of instrument and it sounds is buzzing. So it's called bundengan. If Javanese people mention that buzzing is called bundeng, the instrument has high pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan, and there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Koncoeng kisih gembiro alerap-lerap banyune segore anglian numpah prau layar ikino minggu ke pariwisoto alon prau newus nengah tiap yupya banyu pinela ora cemu-cemu karo mesem guyu ilang ake rasa lunggang lesu aden jawil mas jebul wesore piting kelopo katon ngawi-awi kayu kani peci bali wai dini sesu eso tumandang nyambut kawi anglian numpah prau layar intino minggu ke pariwisoto alon prau.
The simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the melodious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely bundengan. After exploring, the instrument entertained not only the farmers but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengeran.
In the past, it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lengeran, kids' song, and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned Tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. Itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument, it is string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munir, who is very proficient to play it, explained how to make bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on Kowangan. To install racket string pairs on the sidelines of Kowangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted a stick, then it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundangan. Bundangan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, a lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mr. Toifi, explain about bundangan.
Alat bundangan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundangan instrument consists of some elements. One bowo or koangan, which is plated by bamboo frame to form it like bowo. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple is the main key which is played by bundangan physically, but the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundangan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Open your eyes, open your mind.
Voice of Indonesia.
Special report.
House of Representatives plenary session.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. We now go live to the Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta, where today's plenary session continues after the morning agenda. Earlier, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto addressed the nation, highlighting the government's achievements over the past 10 months. And this afternoon, the president is set to deliver his state address and present the 2026 draft state budget. And to find out more, let's join Ofra Regina, reporting from the first floor of the Parliament building. Ofra, what update could you deliver?
Okay, thank you, Rahma. Well, listener, this is Ofra reporting from the first floor of the Indonesian House of Representative building in Jakarta, when a special plenary session is taking place today. This important national event is attended by the President, Vice President, members of Parliament, ambassadors from friendly nations, farmer heads of state, and other distinct guests. The session began earlier this morning with the main agenda focuses on the achievements of the Prabowo-Gibran administration over the past 10 months. And after the short break, we are now preparing the second part of the today's program. In the next agenda, the president will deliver his state address presenting introductions and explanations of the 2026 draft state budget, and along with the financial notes and supporting documents. So, following the address, the draft will be formally submitted to the House of Representatives to be considered together with the Regional Representatives Council, and the sessions will conclude with the signing of the official minutes. So, the plenary session is expected to end at approximately or about 3:57 p.m. today with the signing of the national attempt Indonesia Raya, followed by the departure of the President, Vice President, and parliamentary leaders from the chamber. Well, this is Sofa Regina reporting from Voice of Indonesia. Back to the studio, Rahma. Thank you.
Yes, Ofra, thank you so much for your report, and listeners, stay tuned for more updates on the President's State Address on the 2026 draft state budget later, only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Only in Indonesia.
Bakar batu.